Well, that's the book she
gave me. Mm-hmm.
And you'd say, over the in the past, several times she has
given me.
Now, you might, one day, you might say, I'm so glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it...
Before it rained.
Now, if you were going to go to a movie, you'd need to go to the...
Show.
And the place where the show would be, with the building, would be
a theater.
And you might say, well, what time does the show
start?
And another way, a word that starts with a B that means the same thing as start would be what?
Begin.
And you'd say, and if you were using begin, you'd say, well, I guess the show has already
started.
Now, we say horses gallop, but people
trot. I mean, people run.
Run, uh-huh. And you'd say, every day this man has
run.
If you didn't know where a man was born, you might say, well, where does he come
from? Where does he come from?
And somebody might say, well, I don't know. He's just gotten here. He just
came in.
He has, every day this week, he had, talking about to our door, every day this week, he has
come and gone.
Sometimes if the road was a big mess, you'd say that they've got the highway department's got the machines in there and the road's all
rough
or
torn up.
Mm-hmm. The opposite of take it off would be
put it on.
You might say now. I got thrown off a horse once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
I'm talking about two children that don't get along well. You'd say every time they met, they
get together.
Right. And
they fight.
Mm-hmm. And over the past few years, every time I've seen them, they have
been fighting.
If somebody kills somebody with a knife, they say they
cut him to death.
And if they stuck
him. Stab.
Mm-hmm. If the teacher came in one day and saw a funny picture on the blackboard, she might say, well, who
done this?
And if there was something real heavy that somebody had to lift, a piece of machinery, they might have to use a pulley in order to
get it up.
To get it up. And they would, to lift something heavy, have you ever heard people say they're going to have to hoist it?
Yes, hoist.
Hoist. If you met somebody, say, at 11 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
Now, the part of the day that would be right after the noontime, you'd call that?
P.M.
Or another name for it might be
afternoon.
Now, what about what would come next then?
Evening.
Evening. Well, what time would that start to you about?
About 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And then, now, if you when you were leaving somebody at night, after dark, you'd say
good night.
If a person had to get up and start working. Just as the sun comes into sight, you'd say he had to start at
sunrise.
And if he had to work until it went out of sight, you'd say he had to work until
sunset.
If I ask you what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say, oh, the sun
rose at 6 o'clock. Yeah.